Now, the governor has launched a war on rural Maryland. It includes this Plan Maryland, which basically strips local control and moves it to the state on all land use issues. He's going to mentioned on Friday that he's going to go forward with some kind of septic ban, which is taking property rights without giving compensation. He's raised tolls $225 million. It'll cost $16 to go round trip from Cecil County down to Baltimore City and back. He's talking about the gas tax increases. So you look at it, land use issues, tolls, taxes, fees. The governor all out is against the rural parts of the state. He's going to make it so expensive for people to live there. He wants to move them into the urban areas, or they're going to leave the state altogether. And you know what? The question is, this hurts job creation. This leads to higher tolls, taxes, and fees, and it takes property taxes, property rights away without any kind of compensation.
When I hear the defense of Plan Maryland, it says we're trying to preserve rural farmland, protect it from development.
All these things are worthy goals. No one's going to argue about the goals of this, but it's how you go about it. You know what? The governor and the secretary of planning are hiding behind the idea they think they have the power under a bill passed 37 years ago. That's the excuse you're doing. And you know what? Instead of coming through the front door with a legislative package and letting them go through the legislature and have that package see the light of day, he did it by executive order. You know, this is like living in Roman times and the emperor issues an edict, and that's the subjects are supposed to fall in line. We're not the subjects of Martin O'Malley. We're part of the legislature. We represent the people. He should bring a legislative package to the front door and not do it in a smoky back room.
Sounds like you or some of your constituents might go to court to fight this.
Well, I think it's certainly an option that we're going to be taking a look at. I think at the same time we're going to have legislation in to stop it. And the idea that you would take away local land use ability and centralize it to the governor and to his cabinet secretaries is outrageous.